Hanui, the 12th of August 2024. Urgent payments for terminally ill Lake Alice survivors and record support for survivors. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the Crown response to the abuse in care inquiry. Featuring the Crown crest on the left and the Maori proverb, Maafakarongo Maako Kahuri Tetai, which means, listen and learn to create change. Listening, learning, changing, sits above this proverb. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 29th of August 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aiconst.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Hanui, the 12th of August 2024. Urgent payments for terminally ill Lake Alice survivors and record support for survivors. Kia ora koutou. This Pānui newsletter is from the Crown Response Unit, a government organisation set up to coordinate the government response to the Abuse in Care Royal Commission of Inquiry. We will issue Pānui when we can update you on progress on our work programme. Please feel free to share this Pānui to other survivors of abuse in care. They can sign up to receive the Pānui at contact@abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz with Pānui in the email subject line. Producers note. For clarification, in this email address, the word inquiry is spelled with an I, also Pānui has a macron on the A. End of producer's note. Urgent payments for terminally ill Lake Alice survivors. The government will make urgent payments of $20,000 to eligible survivors of Lake Alice who are terminally ill to help provide end-of-life care and assist with funeral expenses. Eligible survivors are persons who were 17 years old or under and placed in Lake Alice between 1972 and 1977. These are survivors who are eligible to claim as part of the government's existing Lake Alice settlement process. The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State and Faith-Based Care's final report found that most of the 362 children who went through the Lake Alice Child and Adolescent Unit between 1972 and 1978 did not have any form of mental illness. The $20,000 rapid payment will be delivered through the Ministry of Health as it already operates a historic claims process for survivors of the unit. The only supporting material needed to apply for the payment would be a letter from a medical professional confirming a terminal diagnosis and prognosis of 6 months or less. The minister responsible for coordinating the Crown response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry, Erica Stanford, confirmed the government is also working at pace on a specific redress package for Lake Alice survivors to acknowledge the torture that took place. If a survivor were to die after making an application but before a payment is provided, the payment will be made to the executor or administrator of the survivor's estate, as is the case with existing claims processes. The payment will be tax-free and will not affect the recipient's benefit status or other entitlements. To apply for the payment, eligible survivors need to contact the Ministry of Health. Email, healthlegalexecutiveassistant@health.govt.nz. Call, 04-496-2000. Right, the Historic Abuse Resolution Service, Postal, Health Legal, Ministry of Health, P.O. Box 5013, Wellington 6145. Survivor Experiences Service now offers Record Support Service. The Survivor Experiences Service is for people who were abused in state, faith-based, or other forms of care. The Survivor Experiences Service can now help survivors request, receive and understand their care records. They can help you understand which records exist about you. Help you understand which organizations hold your records. Help you access them. We can request records on your behalf if you wish, so that you do not have to deal with organizations connected with your abuse. Help you read and understand the information and language used in your records, if you wish. Help you decide what you want to do with the information. How to get records support. Contact to register with the service and get records support. Phone 0800 456 090, New Zealand, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Phone 1800 456 032, Australia, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. New Zealand time, Monday to Friday. Email contact at survivorexperiences.govt.nz. Text 8328. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deaf-blind, speech-impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service, http://www.nzrelay.co.nz/. More info can be found on the Survivor Experiences Service website, aicons.nz/4790. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 29th of August 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320417 3. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.